Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinion. The first question is, do you or just any member of your household work for a radio or a television station? Oh, hello. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinion. The first question is, do you or just a member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or run or volunteer on any political campaigns?
Sorry, what was the question? Says who? What?
All right, well, the question is, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station?
Oh, work for, no.
Oh, all right. So, as you may be aware of, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely going to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, or you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
May vote.
All right. So would that be you're somewhat likely to vote?
Somewhat likely to vote.
All right. With which political party are you registered? Like Democrat Party, Republican Party? All right. So independent. All right. So what is your main racial background? Would you say like African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white / Caucasian or Hispanic?
White Hispanic.
All right. So if you don't mind me asking, what is your age? Or would you like me to give you a range of ages and you pick which one you fit under?
No, I'm okay. I'm 52.
52? All right. 52.
I don't mind giving out my age.
Oh, all right. It's because sometimes some people don't want to give it, so I just have to give them, like, a little range, which is totally fine as well. So the next one is, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think the wrong track. Off the track. All together.
All right. So from the following list, which is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Would you say like housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, flooding, like sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local governments, or quality of life like growth and upper development?
I can only choose one?
Yes.
Housing.
Housing and property insurance costs, all right. So although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, you're probably going to vote for a Democratic candidate, or you might lean slightly to a Democratic candidate, or would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Probably vote Republican candidate.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. So if you could please tell me if you have either like a very favorable opinion about them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. Or if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also say so. So the first one is Raquel Regalado.
Heard of her, but I don't have an opinion on her.
All right. What about Cindy Lerner?
Haven't heard of her.
And what about Richard Krasner?
Haven't heard of him.
So now I'm going to ask you kind of a short question about the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the options are Daniela Levine Cava, Manny Sid, or Alexander Otaola?
Probably not, because I still have to do my research on the candidates. I guess you do my research before I'm going to get ready to vote.
Oh, all right. Well, if you have to maybe, like, lean towards one of the candidates, which one would you lean towards?
I can't answer that question because, like I said, I usually do my research on the candidates. Because for the most part,
right.
I All right, no worries.
So, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the candidates are Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, Richard Prashnick.
Probably whoever falls on the Republican.
All right. Well, from what I'm aware of, I would believe Raquel Regalado is a Republican, but let me actually confirm that for you. Raquel Regalado. Yes, she is a Republican Party. So would you say maybe Raquel Regalado then?
Probably.
All right. So would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably.
All right. So generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in the county government?
I don't know. I'd have to read up on her.
All right, that's okay. So on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 million to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased in Miami-Dade County homeowners. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote no against the proposal.
All right. Would that be probably vote no against or definitely vote no against?
Definitely vote no.
All right. So now I'm going to read a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. And after hearing each one, if you could tell me if this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely to support her, much less likely to support her, or the statement makes absolutely no difference at all. So the first one is, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, like corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
Hello?
Hello. So would you say with this statement, you're much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely to support her, much less likely to support her, or this makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
All right. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. And Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
Knowing this statement, the question is, would I vote for her or against her?
Yes, this statement, it still kind of, it follows the same kind of like guide. All right, so kind of with this statement, again, it's kind of, it just follows the same guidelines, which is after reading the statement, would you feel much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely to support her, or much less likely to support her, or this makes no difference?
I'm much less likely to support her.
All right. So as Mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
Again, most likely not supporter.
All right. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
That statement doesn't make a difference.
All right. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
That would make me not want to vote for her.
All right. So would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Someone that's like,
all right. And Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
Would not vote for her. Is there more questions?
A little bit. We're almost about 90 minutes.
Okay.
It just kind of goes off like pretty fast. So the next one is now famous about Raquel Regalado, and it follows the same line. If this makes you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or this makes no difference. So the first one is, currently several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
What was the last? She and her father are what?
As Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
Are more of the same?
Yes.
Meaning they're part of that investigation?
Meaning they may be part of the, like, several Cuban-American elected officials who are under investigation for corruption.
Investigation. Less likely to vote.
All right. So would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely? All right.
Sorry, what was that? Someone much...
Yes, it was just kind of confirming if you meant as somewhat less likely or much less likely. The next one is, as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and funded job training programs, and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
That would make me vote for her.
So would that be, like, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Sorry, much likely to vote for.
All right. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. All right. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. And Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
What was the statement about the elderly?
The statement was that she has enacted protections for renters and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. All right, would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-term residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
Much less likely.
As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
No difference.
Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare options.
Not different.
All right. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms, and now as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
Likely? Like much?
Much more likely or somewhat less, somewhat more likely? All right. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsements of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 reelection.
Much likely.
All right. So now taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnick?
I don't know. I still don't know. Sorry.
All right, that's okay. And if you have to maybe, like, lean towards one, which one would you, like, lean towards for voting?
What is Cindy? She's Democrat or Republican?
Cindy is Democrat.
Probably Regalado.
All right, Regalado. All right. So prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on any social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
I do not.
All right.
And I haven't.
Okay. And now the following lists are just websites or online newspapers or other places you can get news and information about your community from. So if you could indicate me if you like follow regularly or you don't follow regularly or you do not follow each of these like websites or online newspapers. So the first one is local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald.
No, neither.
Key Biscayne Independent.
Which one?
Key Biscayne Independent.
No.
All right. Local political blogs.
I do not.
AM talk or new radio.
NPR.
Miami afternoon news.
No.
Only in Dale.
No. Sorry, I'm so like not into the whole social media.
Oh, that's all right. And what about, do you follow FM radio?
I do.
All right. So which do you follow, regularly or not regularly?
I would say regularly in the mornings.
All right. Every morning. Okay. Yeah, me too. All right, so now I'm going to ask you just a few very short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'd say moderate.
All right. What was the last grade of formal education you completed?
4-year college.
All right.
Well, level.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
No, you're very welcome. Have a great night.
All right. You too. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.